Ben Davis, Kelly Kay Show.
Luke, I'm the father.
Oh, wow. That is, what an intro. That is quite the tease.
So we got a message from a listener who wanted us to keep him anonymous. After reading message, we asked if we could get in touch with him. He agreed. We disguised his voice. So I was like, yeah, sure. I mean, we can do that. But after spoke with him, realized that I messed up. And I only got part of his actual call.
You only got part of it? You only got part of the call. So are you going to... Listen, I feel like the only way to rectify this is if you fill in the blanks, but then also disguise your voice.
Disguise my voice? I can't do it on the fly. I have to do it in like post-production, but I could...
Dang it.
I could try to disguise my voice in real time.
Yes.
Maybe.
Do some sort of weird accent or something. I don't know.
Okay, so do you want to hear the message first, or do you want to hear the portion I got first?
Let's hear the portion you got first.
Okay.
Let's just make our way through it, see what we got.
Okay.
Just throw it all out there.
All right. So this is the part that I actually can air because it's his voice is disguised.
So I had sex with my best friend's mother when I was back in college. And no, it was not a one-time thing, so it was pretty steamy.
Uh-huh.
Now, I mean, one thing to led to another, and it turns out I'm the real father of his younger brother. I'm not going to tell him, of course. This is something I'm going to keep to the grave, but I'm worried that someday she's going to tell him. And we're both still very close, so I'm not sure how it's going to affect our friendship.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. All right. So
translate.
So let me go ahead and read you now the message he sent us. Okay. So he said, about 5 years ago when I was in college, I began a relationship with my friend's mom.
Wow.
She was a young mom and is awesome. My friend lived on campus and I lived off campus, so it was easy to conceal the relationship. I'm not going to lie, we had a great time and continued on and off after graduating. Anyway.
Oh my God.
Anyway, one thing led to another.
We have a baby. There's a baby, right?
Luke, I'm your father.
Anyway, he writes, she got pregnant and I'm pretty sure it's mine. I can't tell my friend because it would ruin our relationship, but I'm worried that she, his mom, will.
Oh my gosh.
I know I got myself into a mess. What would you do? Well, for one, Mr. Mystery Man, I wouldn't go getting with my friend's mom.
Why are we not playing Stacy's mom right now? I feel like this is a theme song that needs to be playing for this one. I also need to know, and he didn't mention if there's the husband in the picture. I'm going to assume no.
Yeah, I'm going to assume that maybe she is divorced or something.
Okay.
Or something like that. Perhaps.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. You're welcome.
You know, everybody was thinking it. This is the song that comes to mind in this situation.
So he's all like, what would you do? Well, I there are several people who've already commented on Facebook, like, you got to come clean. Ashley says, tell him you've been burning his mom. Kid may be yours and take care of your kid. Get the DNA test first, then break the news and be the best father to the child. Yeah, I mean, I think for one, you gotta don't be an absent dad.
Right. Alyssa said, you be a big boy. Take responsibility for your actions. You knew the risks when you first started the relationship. You went behind your friend's back to do all this. If your friendship meant that much to you, then you probably wouldn't have done what you did. So consider the friendship ruined. Honestly, probably a hard pill to swallow. You just weren't a good friend. So I hope you realize that and at least put this baby first. Because he or she still needs a dad to be there for them. Just because you make crappy choices doesn't mean your kid should have to pay for them. Oh my God, this is so uncomfortable. I'm so uncomfortable. Yeah.
Okay.
This is crazy.
It is and I can understand now why he wanted his voice disguised because it is quite a thick mess to wade through. If you've got a comment, you can. I mean, I think the reality is the friendship may be over. right?
Oh, yes. I think most definitely. I find it hard to believe that person, his friend, would have to be one of the most forgiving people on planet Earth.
Yeah. All right. At Ben and Kelly Show or 502-571-9970. Maybe I should be saying, Luke, I am your stepfather.
Yeah, maybe.
When the friend who's on voice disguiser got with the friend's mom, now there's a baby on the way, he says,
I'm not going to tell them. Of course, this is something I'm going to keep to the grave, but I'm worried that someday she's going to tell him.
Yeah, and now he's all like, what would you do?
So he's worried that mom's going to tell.
Mm-hmm.
And then, so does he need, he says he doesn't want to tell. But the whole thing is, the most important person in the scenario is this baby.
Is the kid.
Now, yes, there are some questions being raised, and they're valid questions, and we don't know the answer to them. Is he the only player in the game? Or does mom have other boyfriends? We did not ask that. Wow. We do not know that answer.
You know what?
So he's just assuming that he's the daddy.
You get yours, mom. You get yours. We don't
know anything about mom's background.
No, we don't. We don't. Jill's all like, your friend is about to become your kid's half-brother. Don't think you're going to be able to hide that, Einstein.
Yeah, no, this is definitely a very thick web we are weaving.
Uh-huh.
It's going to be hard to get out of that.
Right. I will say that got a message from Sylvia who was like, well, it all worked out in American Pie with Stifler's mom. I forgot about that.
An American classic.
An American classic, if you will.
That we can point to for guidance.
Wow. I mean, when art turns to the roadmap for where we need to go in real life.
It could be fine. I mean, we didn't even go down the path of maybe the friend is cool with it and would be fine with everything. We didn't even go down that path.
You're right. We didn't. And maybe that's something that we need to explore. Either way, I mean, okay, so here's the thing. You're gonna need to say, we know it's a conversation that's gonna have to happen. But does it have to be the friend's mom and him sit down? We need to discuss something with you at the same time.
Absolutely.
Or is it just the mom?
No. We have a couple separate conversations. We sit down with mom and find out, hey, is it indeed mine?
Okay. So
are there other players in the game? Let's have just a private conversation with mom first.
Okay.
Find out if she said anything to his friend.
Sure. So let's assume that it is. I'm thinking, I almost want to... I think the mom needs to be the first one through the gates. And telling her son who the father of this baby is. And then the friend needs to come in kind of and say, hey, we need to talk. So,
do we bring gifts? Do we do this over a video game? I'm not sure. Do we bond over something that we like to do together as buds?
I mean, let's leave the mom out of this, right? Okay.
Oh, my God. Why did you just say that?
I mean, the way you said it, though. Luke, I am your stepfather. We shouldn't. One thing that I know he shouldn't do is
come to us for advice. He should never.
I feel like, you know, half the time people just need us to tell them, yes, you dummy, this is what you need to do.
They know the answer in their brains.
Right. They know it
they
in their brains.
They just need to hear us tell them.
Oh, gosh. It's so great. This is okay. So
not great. This is so uncomfortable.
Sorry. No, this is so great for me. It's not great for everybody else in the game here.
Right. Yeah, no, this is not my comfort zone. I am not comfortable in these kinds of situations. I feel like I'm brought into the situation and now I'm like an accomplice somehow.
Yeah.
So if anybody gets mad, they can get mad at us too now. I don't know.
Yeah, it's on tape. So anyways, if you want to see all the comments or whatever, if you want to make a comment of your own or listen back to the podcast, you can do all of that at Ben and Kelly Show.
Take us out with a song.
Hang on. I can do that.
I mean, that's really the only way.
Really, you're right.
Cap on this.
You're right, Kelly. The only possible way that we could ever end this bit is with a...
Because I'm uncomfortable. Thank you.
You're welcome.
We can all sing it together.
You're welcome. This mom has got it going on. There you go.
Okay, now you can stop.
All right, thank you.